صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today we are going to be learning about Baytul Muqaddas as well as the blessed demise of Hazrat Sayyidina Sulaiman ala Nabiyyina wa alihi salatu wassalam. As it has been mentioned in the commentary and tafsir of the Holy Quran Park, that where the tent of Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alihi salatu wassalam was erected, that is where Hazrat Sayyiduna Dawood ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam had laid the foundation for Masjid al-Aqsa, for Baytul Muqaddas, and therefore the construction had began. Subhanallah. And he alayhi salatu wasalam had worked in constructing the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until his worldly life had come to an end. Allahu Akbar. Thereafter, he had elected Hazrat Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, his son, for this job to complete the construction for Baytul Muqaddas. Therefore, Hazrat Sayyiduna Sulaiman ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam had deployed a group of jinns and people to assist in regard to the construction of this masjid. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, it has been mentioned that he had began this construction for several years until even his blessed demise had come close. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, he supplicated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, Ya Rabbana Ya Arhamar Rahimin, take my soul in such a way that the jinns do not learn about my death so that they may continue with the construction of this masjid. And at the same time, this should also be revealed that they do not possess the knowledge of the unseen. Allahu Akbar. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, this supplication of Sayyiduna Sulaiman ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he then made dua, which was accepted as we mentioned. And as his blessed demise had come closer, then he had went in the arch of the masjid, taking support with his staff, which he would always do. And then he stood for salah in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was nothing new for the jinns, for he alayhi salatu wasalam had stayed in that posture for 1 year. Allahu Akbar. Yes, according to the tafsir of the Holy Quran Park, for 1 year he remained in that specific posture. And this has mentioned in the glorious Quran Park. فلما قضينا عليه الموت ما ضلهم على موته إلا دابة الأرض تأكل من سأته فلما خر تبينت الجن أن لو كانوا يعلمون الغيب ما لبثوا في العذاب المهين.
So when we sent the command of death towards him, jinns were not informed of his blessed demise, except for termite on the earth which were consuming the staff of Sulaiman ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. This of course had then been revealed when he fell to the ground, exposing the knowledge of the jinns, for they did not possess the knowledge of the unseen. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, this is a miracle of Sayyidina Sulaiman ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, for his supplication had been accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is how Baytul Muqaddas was erected. It was constructed, subhanallah, the third holiest site in the world. Allahu Akbar. First, after the two beautiful cities, Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara, it is this Masjid al-Aqsa which is the holiest site. And why not on the night of Mi'raj, our beloved Nabi, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, had led the salah of 124,000 messengers approximately. Subhanallah. Yes, he was the Imam on the night of Mi'raj, and he led the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in salah. That were approximately of 124,000 messengers. What more can be said about this mosque? In fact, in recent times, the survey and research had been done that this mosque has approximately 10 entrances, and the size of this mosque is this, that subhanallah. On the last survey, it was said that during Jumu'atul Wida, there were approximately more than 500,000 people that read salah in this masjid. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal take us to that beautiful land where there are many prophets alayhi salatu wasalam resting near that area. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us our major and minor sins. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam.